What's up, Rampdards? Thanks for I can say that.
All right.
Thanks for joining us. Before we get started, I wanted to plug some of my dates. I'm currently on tour. You can find me on May 7th at Zany's in Nashville, Tennessee. May 14th at the Funny Bone in Orlando, Florida.
Mm-hmm.
May 21st in San Antonio, Texas. May 22nd in Addison, Texas.
Yeah.
And May 23rd through the 24th. Because you said 23rd and 24th.
Yeah,
at the Riot Comedy Club in Houston, Texas. That is two shows.
All right.
We got some other dates. Let's just chill there. That's fine.
It's good. You have to wait and see for the next. We
booked him busy. Go to fianacolli.com.
Yeah, all those dates are up there. That was nice.
Thank you.
If you want to find me, just go to RodneyCarrington.com. I'm out touring with him right now. And when I'm not with him, I'm with Sweet Baby Love at fianacolli.com. I think I'll be with you in the Texas states, San Antonio, Addison, and Houston.
Yep. Everything's bigger in Texas except for Matt.
Yeah, I'm same size. A little smaller, honestly. A lot of cowboys out there. That's great. Also, be sure to join us over at Patreon. It's patreon.com/rampinguppod.
Yeah.
And why am I talking really, like that?
It's really, 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 really good.
It's awesome, dude. I mean, you can watch us get in arguments. You can watch us settle arguments. You can watch us fist fight. You can watch us... I'm rambling now. We're showing off
tattoos.
We're showing off tats that are terrible.
Never seen.
A lot of extended podcast episodes.
Yeah, I feel like you're watching Rampin' Up, but at Patreon, we are ramped up.
Yeah. Yeah, I like that.
Yeah.
Maybe, yeah.
I'm pretty smart.
Dang. So, yeah, welcome to another episode of Rampin' Up.
I'm Fiona Colley.
And I'm Matt Taylor.
And we'll see you then.
We're rampin' up.
Yep.
Welcome back to another episode of Ramping Up with Fiona Colley.
And me, Matt Taylor. I don't like the way I said that.
That was really, yeah, that was weird. Can't redo it. Okay. Yeah.
What's been good? I don't, dang it.
Why is it weird?
I'm just trying to sound cool on this podcast.
No, I respect
We've watched
it.
The last few episodes and I feel like a loser.
Yeah.
So what's been good?
Okay. I know we've been gone for a minute.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What you been up to? I hate that laugh. Sorry.
I was in Fort Worth, Texas. I actually went out there because this bridal shop called Birdie Bridal. Yeah. They DM'd me and offered to give me a wedding dress if I went on out there. And so I did, and it was like a very sick fucking experience.
Yeah? You and your mammy went out there?
My what?
Your mommy. No. Your mom.
Okay, I need you to reel it the fuck back in. Yeah, it's crazy.
I'm ramping up.
All right. Yeah, no, it was really cool. I found the dress. I actually had a guy come out and film the whole, like, trying-on process of the dress because I did recently find out that, say, yes, the dress got canceled, which made me very sad. So I made my own. And I think Brady's going to edit that together, so we will release this, like, dress, wedding dress, try-on thing at some point.
Nice.
Shut the fuck up.
Sick.
And, yeah, so I found my dress. I fucking went to a bull riding, like, rodeo.
Bull?
Yeah, I watched people try to ride bulls. Everyone fell. It was crazy. Like, were they going somewhere? Like, I don't know. It was interesting. I was watching it, and I was like, it's kind of crazy.
Did you see how much these like people just are just
like
cold?
Trying to end up like me? You know what I mean? There are easier ways to do it. Yeah, no one got knocked out cold. I was kind of shocked at myself though, because I felt like really bad for the bulls, which is not normally my vibe.
Well, once you find out why they're so angry, that's when it gets nuts.
Because they fuck with their...
They string up their nuts. Like, right before I think they opened the gate, I could be wrong, but I think string their nuts up, and then they're like, they don't like it.
Yeah, for some reason, they don't like it. Cowboy fans.
Some of the bulls are into it.
That was very exciting.
What?
Yeah. Got a lot of cowboy fans.
Oh, yeah. I saw one of them posted with you. I was like, nah, too hot. Keep it moving, man. No way.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's, yeah. Cowboy butts drive you nuts.
The fuck?
That's the saying, right? I don't know. There's no way I just came up with that. That's out there. Internet, help me. Cowboy butts drive her nuts. Not me, dude.
Oh man. Lord. That's awesome.
That's sick, though. You saw the manliest of man out there.
Yeah, they were sick as shit.
Yeah. That's pretty awesome. Did you see any like paraplegic cowboys?
No. Probably keep those out of there. It's bad for morale.
I mean, they might ride the best.
Flailing around.
Look, they might have tied him on. Looks like a wacky inflatable flailing guy. Oh, man.
You're watching it. You're like, for some reason, I really want to buy a used car right now. Oh, man. Stupid. Anyway, I love Fort Worth. That shit was fun as fuck.
Texas rocks.
Sorry, I'm talking a lot right now.
No, go for it.
So at the hotel I stayed at, me and my mom, after like going to the bull riding thing and whatever, we were a little tipsy. Okay. We came back to the hotel, and in the fucking lobby were these like men, old motherfuckers, wearing these hats that said like World War II vet.
There were two of them?
Yeah.
The sequel? They were in the sequel?
Wait, go in the bag and get cards out. So, I love, something about me, I fucking love old people. That's why I'm marrying Matt. No, I love old people because, I mean, that's crazy. This motherfucker was 100 years old,
Brandy,
and he was running
this.
Circles around me. Okay?
Yeah.
He had a walker.
Well, that seems like... not nice.
Okay. Well, his name was Andrew, and he kept going, do you have one of those phone things? And I'm like, yeah. And he goes, does yours have internet? I was like, yes,
yeah,
Andrew.
That dude's living a good life.
And he goes, pull it out. Now, type into Google.
Did he make you follow him on social media? And you're like, 523,000 followers? Good God, dude.
He literally goes, pull out your phone, type into Google, Andrew World War II bodybuilder. And I was like, okay. And we covered this in one of the other episodes. I have retarded fingers. So I'm typing pretty slow, and he's getting a little annoyed with that slow of typing.
He doesn't have much time left.
And he's...
Oh.
man. And yeah, a whole thing popped up. It's photos of him fucking flexing his shit. But he's 100 years old. He went into the
army. Is him flexing as a 100-year-old man?
No. As like a young guy.
Oh.
Yeah, it was pretty incredible.
This trip
incredible.
Is just seeming more and more problematic.
No.
Like, and we hung out with cowboys and veterans. What a
the
trip.
Other World War II vet, I can't remember his name, but they gave me playing cards with their
look at this.
Their photos, and hold it's on. Them holding a photo of them. That's Andrew. No. Yeah, zoom in on that shit.
Dude, an autographed freaking Andrew Bostino World War II card. Sergeant Andrew Bostino.
Pretty.
Autograph. That's rare, dude. I think it's holographic, too.
That's sick as fuck.
Yeah, that's him. And he was still walking around.
Yeah, give.
Lewis was he was 99 years old, and he's a black man. And he was talking about how, like, when he was in the war fighting, everyone over there, they were like brothers. Everyone was equal. There was no, you know what I mean? And then he comes back, and what fucking year is this happening in?
1945. Yep.
He comes back to the U.S. after fighting for his fucking country. He's a black man, and now everyone's fucking racist again, and like blah blah blah. And regardless of like everything he's done, and it broke my heart. Like, I know that's the reality, but the way he spoke about it, I was like, holy fuck. Because he was just talking about how he was like, yeah, I know that's not right, but I don't regret like fighting for my country. I'd do it again, even like being treated that way back here. Like, it just damn. Made me really emotional. And his entire lineage, like women, men, like all, like his like daughter, grandson, like all the way back, all are vets. They all went into the army in some way. I don't know, just fucked me up. And a bunch of them were there, and it was very cool.
Yeah,
I asked Andrew for a photo. I'll put that up.
What'd you learn about the very white Billy C. Hall?
No, only Lewis and Andrew were there.
Oh, and these were just
no, and Andrew, I think he's dead.
Major
bro,
Billy C.
Bro,
Hall?
Bro, Andrew, the bodybuilder guy? His wife was there. I did not know. I thought it was his daughter. She's 30 years younger than him. She's 70. He's 100.
Hell
and y'all,
yeah.
I'll tell you what.
Go off,
she
King.
Was hot as fuck. She looked so good. And she had like this big curly hair. I was like, what the fuck? Yeah, boy putting
that's
it
awesome.
Down. Okay.
As he should. It's got their, let's see, Marine. Army. Who else you got? This is awesome. Like, these are the trading cards you need. Mm-hmm. Like, the real heroes, you know? The Air Force right here. Bill Stewart. Nice. Kind of looks like that Barry Cogan guy when he was young.
Yeah.
Shout out Bill Stewart. And we got Sergeant Joe Etheridge with the Army.
Dude.
Shout out Joe.
He is so cute. Look at this. That's so cute.
Who is this? Yo, who is this? man, what a last. In the Navy, we got Patrick W. Ziliakis. Ziliakis.
All
right. And then we got
homeboy, bodybuilder.
The man himself,
Andrew.
Sergeant Andrew Bastento. Bastento. The 26 infantry.
We'll put up a shirtless infantry. Pic of him right here. They're online, bro. Pretty sick. Anyways, that
it'd be
was
crazy
awesome.
If they had, like, I'm not going to say that.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Do we want to share what's in the bag? The bag of shareables?
What's in the bag?
All right, I I was giving the newspaper thing. So I was in Paducah, Kentucky, doing a show with Rodney. And we went to this breakfast to go eat. And they had, this is just like a, it's free for anybody to take. It's like a, like, was it like a publication or what would you call this?
A newspaper?
A newspaper? They just got like a newspaper there. Wow. You're quick. You're good. But it's just like, but like when it's like a independent newspaper, right? And this is just like
a,
this.
It's like a local newspaper.
Yeah, it's like a local newspaper called the Bazooka Reloaded in Paducah. And this is just like a breakfast place, like with families and everything. And I'm looking at it, and on it, like their prized possession of Paducah is just some OnlyFans chick. Like they did a whole expose on her. I guess she's crushing it around town, or I guess dudes are crushing her around town. I don't really know what's going on, but I mean, this is just out there, and I want to read just one thing that I saw on here where we were just like, what's going on? They got an excerpt from the NAACP in there. That's cool. It's they got some guys really pushing a show that's coming up. A little bit of drag queen. Oh, here it is. Here's her thing. You can hold.
Am I seeing a nipple?
Yeah, I mean it's just out there in the open. Well, not nip. She's got flowers covering her nips.
Bro, I thought that was a nip.
Look at this. Look at that. This is the YouTube part. You got. I'm sorry if you're listening on Spotify, but you'll have to check it out on YouTube. It's like a questionnaire and like just. She's just talking about, like, how she was, like, you know, she's, like, a self-made lady, you know. She worked real hard starting OnlyFans.
And it literally is an OnlyFans.
Yeah, like, her OnlyFans is on there. Like, this is just a
what are the independent fun publication. Facts? Read the fun
okay,
facts.
Okay, here's some fun facts about, well, let's shout her name out. Elizabeth Miller. Abby Elizabeth Miller.
That is like such a regal name. That's crazy.
Regal profession. Fun facts. Favorite late night snack? I love cookie dough so much. So definitely some cookie dough ice cream with a Diet Mountain Dew.
You're lying.
I'm not. That is literally all I drink. Dude. My favorite male movie star, Bruce Willis. He is awesome and has been a long time. Plus, I like bald men.
Oh. No wonder you fucking picked that shit up.
I haven't
up,
even read this
big.
Shit, I swear. I only read one part because it's the craziest thing. I can't wait to get to it. My biggest turn on, bald men.
No, you're lying! I was like, no.
Someone who supports and appreciates me for me. No money, no dream life, the real me, the Hot Mess Express. What a red flag. Mm. Oh, here we go. Here's the, all right. What's the, this is Abby Elizabeth Miller, and her OnlyFans is in Paducah, Kentucky. What's the craziest thing I've done on camera? Last year in 2024, my most watched and sold video is me having my way with a zero-turn lawnmower.
What the fuck does that mean?
She getting off on a Kubota, dude. I don't know. I'm guessing it was a stick
this
shift.
This is amazing.
This is fantastic. Yeah. I haven't even read the rest of these.
If all newspapers were like this.
It's riveting. This is Bazooka Reloaded. You guys figured it out. What's your favorite thing to do on camera?
Stop.
Grant, there were children at this breakfast place.
How did it go from your favorite snack?
Late night snack. They were expecting her to say, like, calm or something.
It's genius. What's your favorite thing to do on camera? My personal favorite kind of content to film is a FFM threesome.
Two females, one male.
Okay, Brady.
Okay, Brady. I was like, Future Farmers of America. FFM. So, female man threesome. There's something about the passion and everyone enjoying themselves that makes it so enjoyable for me.
Oh, she's a giver.
Oh, man. What's the weirdest thing you've done for a fan? I have all kinds of requests, but for me, them wanting me to pee in my panties and bag them up for them will definitely be at top of the list. Dude, what a freaking newspaper. This is how it should be. I mean,
there, I have like so you go, Glenn Coco. Many thoughts right now. I can't grab any of them.
It's so wild. Like,
it's the craziest thing.
I'm like
thing.
Eating bacon and eggs. And I'm like, what? What? Hold on. What are these questions, dude? I'm like looking up and there's like kids eating next to me. I'm just like.
Yeah, having a boner while eating gold scrambled eggs is.
Yeah. Also, that place, Gold Rush, out there, it was very good. Breakfast was fire. And the entertainment was, too. Isn't that crazy, though? Who knew? Paducah, dude. Paducah wow. Puts it down.
Paducah.
I thought that was nuts, though. I mean, no, yours was, like, very heartwarming, and mine was. Just smut, you know? Just Paducah
and
smut.
And a newspaper. I feel like crazy. These are related. This is like how these guys would find out about OnlyFans.
Yeah, they're like, hey, have you ever heard of Abby Elizabeth Miller? Anyway, if you ever meet her, send her my photos of me flexing. Yeah. Yeah, you're like, I do. He's like, do you have OnlyFans? You're like, whoa, dude, where's this going? You little devil. Oh, man. So that was cool. Paducah was awesome. Great show. But that was just like the...
Amazing.
I was like, that's the craziest thing
that's
I've ever...
That's really good.
Like, just out there for free. You know? I doubt her OnlyFans is, but that was... The answers were. A little bit of Paducah smut. And then... What else is in the bag?
This just says, this gentlemen, just... stir your engine. People think adult content is easy money. But let me tell you.
Oh, yeah. I think she's like a race.
It's work.
It is. It's sex work. Which one do we want to do? You want me to read this or you want to read the high ideas? Okay. I haven't read this since I wrote it, probably. So these are my high ideas.
Oh, my God.
These are all... gold and they
he doesn't smoke weed anymore.
No, but I wrote him when I did, which you'll see. Number one, the Fest Friend Finder app. Like when we would go to music festivals, I would always get like blackout, just obliterated, and then just run off on my own adventure, but then make it everybody else's problem. Like I remember one time my friend showed me a text I sent him the night before, and it just says, where am I? like, we don't know. You ran away. So after I kept doing that, I was like, they should make an app where, like, you can look on your phone and find where the friends are.
I used to be like that, too, and then God put me in a wheelchair.
Yeah, he's like, you're going to stop running away. But that idea exists now. My friend Ashley, who I went to the festivals with, she showed me it. It's like a necklace, and like it's like a works as like a compass, but like vibrates
a
and like
compass.
It works compass. Like a compass and like vibrates. So
is
the
he
other person
saying
has,
that word?
Compass.
Compass.
Compass. Who's saying compass, dude?
I've compass. Never heard compass.
C O M, not C U M P A S S.
Yeah, you're being okay. Weird, bro.
That feels like I'm doing it. Whatever. All right. Either way, that one's out now. It's like these necklaces that are compasses that help you find each other at festivals. Pretty cool. Number two, keychain koozie.
I don't get that one. Wait, I've seen those. Yeah, they're like folded up in a little thing, and then they expand when you take them out of the little bag.
That is exactly what I created. I just did them for my friends. What the fuck?
What the fuck?
No, yeah, it was like a keychain koozie. Like it was like in a little tube thing, and you would like pop the thing off, and you'd have your koozie wherever you go. Keychain koozie. Pretty good. I gotta start smoking weed again. This one, I don't even know. Yeah, I don't even remember, but it's botabid.com. It's just fun to say. And I was like, I don't remember what the whole point of the website was. I just remember pitching it being like, bada boom, bada bing, bada bid.com. Number four. And this one, the big one, mouthpiece toothbrush.
Which I have now.
Not by me, by Auto Brush.
It hurts my gums a little bit.
Yeah, it's pretty aggressive.
I bleed every time.
My edition. My model, huh?
Yeah,
yeah, then I got too high and I never finished. Page two is just blank. Oh, so that's fun.
Pretty good.
That's a good time. And then this is, you're going to love this. I don't even, this is like a, I guess you had to write like about your life. And I think this was like sixth grade.
You were
12. Damn, that's crazy. Because I wrote it like I was five.
Checks out.
All right, I'm excited about this. Here, you know, we figured out a solution. Go ahead.
From one queen to another.
There you go. I pass it on to you. I bestow this used velo
and
to
now
you.
It is your turn, dude.
Have your nicotine, thanks.
Nicotine for everyone in my cult. Okay.
So oh, man.
Yeah, I've all been right. waiting to hear this.
This, I've been waiting to read it after I read the first line. All right, 12 years old. I, Matthew Taylor, was born on a humid early morning of August 7th, 1987. I'm going to be real with you guys. I have no idea what the weather conditions were when I was born. I'm just trying to make this like a riveting.
Why you made you real?
Why was it?
Fuck.
When is it humid in the morning? That's like the least humid time. I'm born on a ever. Let me paint a picture for you guys. I was born on a humid early morning. I don't even know what time I was born.
A dream scenario. You're like, it's humid out.
Yeah. Like, it's foggy.
Like, there are mosquitoes. I don't love it.
I mean, let's just say night. The time was around 1 to 1:30 a.m. This makes me feel more and more autistic the more I read it. It's like, just in case you're wondering. I weighed 4.7 pounds. Preemie.
Skinny
little guy, and could fit into someone's hands that were cupped, in case you were wondering how I was fitting into their hands. Oh, I'm like sweating reading this. I was born and lived in Tuscaloosa, Alabama. It shows in the writing. I lived in Tuscaloosa, Alabama for 2 years. It was the worst 2 years of my life so far. Because I remember age 0 to 2 so vividly.
You wrote it was the worst 2 years.
I'm lying so much in this thing. Oh my God. It was the worst 2 years of my life so far. Is that telling of what's about to happen? Could there be, will I address this later?
You were going through it.
Then I moved to Murfreesboro.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Hey, were you wondering how many houses I lived in so far? I have lived in 3 houses so far. I have lived in Murfreesboro for 10 years. I've been to 3 different schools, Mitchell Nelson Primary, K to 2nd. Mitchell Nelson Elementary, 3rd to 5th. Central Middle School, the 6th grade. Okay. Which is, I guess, where I am now. Special people in my life are my mom. She is very kind and loving. She has blonde hair and green eyes, in case you wondered.
Okay, you creep.
Here we go. My dad, he has dark brown hair and blue eyes. He is sometimes nice and humorous. I think I might have been like grounded during this thing. Yeah, sometimes he's nice, sometimes he's a little mean. And teacher, if you're reading this, look into it. He also hits me. So. Yeah. My brothers, they are very annoying, almost impossible to live with. I have two. They are at the age of 6 and 13. They are very painstaking, and you would never want to live with them. Yet sometimes they can be very nice, but you should never expect it. Oh, this is fantastic. I have 5 people in my family. They are very kin and caring. I'm assuming kind. 1 spelling error so far. That's pretty good.
Wait, is the
also another typewriter? Cap? Maybe, I don't know. I have about 100 friends. I'm a pretty big deal in 6th grade. They are all around my age. None of them are older.
Thank God.
My only heroes are my mom and my dad. This is a 12-year-old. You don't have any other heroes at this point? It's like something of, like, who are your heroes? And a 5-year-old's just like, my heroes are my mom and my dad. I still had a speech impediment then. That was nice. We have very strong love in our family.
Okay.
We always have fun together. My weakness is when people die. Hey, that's also their weakness. Oh, fuck. I'm about to lie again. Hang on.
I just want you to write this on stage.
Oh, my ears are hot. I am very good at acting and singing. I guess they just come natural.
Oh, my God. I'm also very humble.
I ain't in here. Acting is very fun. Baseball and singing are very fun, too.
Okay, Troy Bolton.
Oh, God. My first trip was to Perdido Beach, in case you were wondering. My best birthday was my 7th birthday. Golden birthday. I have moved to and from 3 houses.
Oh, you already covered that.
Yeah, okay, well, yeah. I want to circle back in case you were... Like, how many houses did he say again? 3. 2 and from them, actually. Starting new for me is scary because I used to be shy. Going out on a baseball field with my batting helmet still on was the most embarrassing thing I had ever done. Brother, just wait. My most treasured, I'm like reverting back to my old self reading this. My most treasured possession is a golden box that my mom gave me.
God, you're really talking about your mommy.
Yeah. Mama's boy. I have... Also, I still have that box. I have my mom's box.
Okay.
Cut that out. I have 12 pets. Never in my life have we had 12 pets. Like, in case you guys were wondering, I have 12 pets. It's way more than you. We have 5 dogs. Not true. 6 cats. Not even close. And 1 rabbit. We did have a rabbit.
This is
like,
weird.
Am I talking about like how many pets I had in total? All right. Oh, here you go. If I can, just going to skip to something else real quick. I hated it when my great-grandmother died. It's a core memory for me.
I feel like only people from Alabama knew their great grandparents for some reason.
But it really got to me. So I go, I hated it when my great grandmother died. We're done with that. My birthday gifts are always surprises. They are always really good to me. But my birthday gifts
are good to you.
I have many changes in my life. For instance, my voice, height, weight, life, and attitude.
Okay. You're high?
I think I'm going to jinx myself in this paper because I've been the same height since seventh grade.
Since you wrote it.
Yeah. These are just some of the changes I've had. I don't know if puberty was there yet, but
my dick is huge.
Yeah. I've had many changes in my life. For instance, my voice, height, weight, life, attitude, and dick size. Yeah, boys, hunk. I don't know. Is 4 inches pretty big for a 12-year-old? You tell me, teach. I once won a trip to Orlando, Florida. I was very fun. Also, it says it was very fun. We never went on that trip. What the hell?
I'm concerned.
All right, well, get ready for this. I won because of an acting talent show by an agency.
Oh, Lord.
I'm going to send that to WME or somebody. I once lost a baseball game, just once. Until then, we were undefeated. It was a close game.
Was it?
I don't think that ever happened. My hopes and dreams are to become a successful singer, actor, and Major League Baseball player. 0-3. These are just some of my hopes and dreams that I am trying to accomplish. Pretty big word for a sixth grader.
Not really.
Well, you know. Okay. My careers are going to be a singer, actor, baseball player, and inventor. Come on now. 1-4. Oh my God. I would want to be all three of them. Well, you said four things, Matt, so. I would want to be all three of them because they are fun, but require a lot of work. Determined little guy. So far, I've gone halfway through my dreams.
You're what?
12.
You've gone halfway?
Yeah. I was halfway there.
What happened? What happened?
Because he acted for the agency and played baseball.
Boom. Acted for the agency, played baseball, would start smoking weed later on in life and come up with some pretty rad ideas.
Pretty rad.
I just knew. My ambitions are to become famous as a baseball player. All right, we're really driving this home. My ambitions are to become famous as a baseball player, singer, and an actor. Hopefully, I will accomplish all of these ambitions. That made it worse. Hopefully, I will accomplish all of these ambitions. This is the end of my life story. I killed myself right after this. Wow, Matt. Hey, you did good. I gave her a shout out.
She got one sentence and then baseball acting songs.
Yeah, I really was like,
to the important.
Like watching this now, I'm like, man, you really should have read up on this a few more times.
I find it so funny how you always wanted to be like famous, like as a kid.
Oh my gosh.
That was literally never in my mind.
Oh, well, apparently I am a psychopath, so it's always been on mine. Oh, my God, I am sweating. Whoo! That was a good time right there.
That was.
I thought that was fun.
That was fun.
I got to get back into sports. Maybe I could be like a bat boy for the Nashville Sounds or something. But, hey, you guys take walk-ons? Oh, my God. Oh, my gosh. Man, the good old days.
Do you have a message for 12-year-old Matt?
Hey, dude, pick one. Oh, you ain't got the bandwidth for that.
Wow.
Yeah. Are you turned on right now from what that 12-year-old said?
Not again. Yeah.
What? Oh, my gosh.
That was a lot.
That was a lot. I'm sorry I had to put that on you.
No, I loved it.
Put that on you.
I hope those are your vows.
Yeah. That's what I'm going to read to you on our wedding day.
I hate it. When like, people die.
Fiona Rebecca Colley, since I saw you, I knew that I wanted to be an inventor, a baseball player, an actor, and a professional singer. Hit it! And then I just started singing. Oh, man.
That's good.
Do you still love me? Mm. That's sweet.
We'll talk in the car.
Yeah. Take that. Sergeant Andrew Bastinto.
No,
sweet man. Sorry. Yeah. Oh boy. Well, that's fun.
God.
I mean, where do we go from that?
Oh, before we started, we talked about tattoos. We both have
regrettable tattoos. I don't regret mine at all. It's a good
you
reminder that, hey, you've grown.
The fuck out of that tattoo. Honestly, starting to GoFundMe for tattoo removal for Matt.
We'll show our tattoos on the Patreon.
You want me?
No. No. We cannot show a butthole tattoo on Patreon.
No, I want to tell those stories. You want me to go in the
Yeah, go for it. Yours, well, no, because yours is darker than mine.
Always.
Yeah. I'm always like, you want to hear a dark story? Then you tell yours. I'm like, oh, my God.
Yeah, you
so,
go.
Whenever I was 20, I think. Oh, no, 21. 20. 21?
Doesn't matter.
20. Doesn't. Yeah, hey. Details matter. You guys heard that story. When I was 21, I was drunk at a dive bar in Murfreesboro, and this guy came in, and I think he had just gotten out of jail, and he was a tattoo artist, you know, that... Okay. All right, hang on. He was a tattoo artist, and he, you know, was like...
I feel like I wouldn't use the word artist.
He was
a tattoo gun.
He was a tattoo gun owner. And Second Amendment, baby! Or whatever, whichever one it is. The right to bear arms. The right to tat arms.
Bear arms?
The right to tattoo arms.
Stop.
All right, so he walks into the bar and here's the thing. Here's what sold me. And like looking back now, I'm like, that's not his work. Like, I was like, oh, his tattoos are cool. So he has to be sick, you know? And, you know, he just got down. He's like, you know, offering like tattoos.
Wait, do you know why he was in jail?
Yeah.
Why?
I think he got like caught selling meth.
Very cool. Keep going.
And doing.
Keep going. Yeah.
So anyway, I'm like, oh, yeah, free. I would love to get a whole half sleeve. And he's like, perfect. He's like, I got my tattoo kit in the trunk of my car. He's like, we can go back to your place. And
how much did you pay for it?
$150.
A half sleeve.
Yeah, and tattoo people know $150 will get you a freaking heart. I don't know where I'm going with that riff. That sucked. So we go back to my buddy's townhouse, and he gives me a whole half sleeve that I can only describe as white trash tribal.
That is a perfect description.
Like
the worst part is he tried to bring God into it.
No, God was already in there. I'd already gotten that cross. I drew up myself, and it's fire, dude.
And we will show
it's
these
sick.
On the Patreon.
I will show the whole thing on Patreon. But the half sleeve, it's funny. He goes, what do you want? And I'm like, bah, surprise me. And boy, did he. So I've had that ever since, and it is it's a great reminder of a time in my youth when I just didn't give a heck, you know? And she wants me to get it covered up, so I was hoping that maybe we could all raise money.
No. No.
And my
don't do this.
My idea, I was just, you know, pondering the idea that perhaps we could all raise money to help me get it covered up with all things Murfreesboro, Tennessee.
No.
Toots, you name it. It's going to be on there. Oh, man. Liquid Smoke, let's get it on there.
Oh,
all right, so that's mine. But
it's a good story.
Yeah, it's a story for sure. Yours is...
Okay. When I was 12 years old...
She gets younger and younger. Worse.
Okay, so something. Okay, I'm 12. I come home from. Oh, hey, I was the same age when you wrote that letter.
Was it a. Hey. Hey, when you came home, was it a humid early morning?
Man, so I come home from sixth grade or whatever you're in. And my older sister, who
fifth
was,
grade for some of us, sorry.
She was 16 at the time, but what we didn't know was she was a drug addict, right? So I come home, she's on something, but I'm 12, so I'm just stoked she's talking to me, you know? She goes, hey, you want to be cool? Yeah, I want to be cool. Right, of course I want to be fucking cool. So she invited me to come up to her bedroom, which I was not allowed to do. Very excited. And she goes, okay, I have a sewing needle and India ink, and I'm going to tattoo you. And I was like, I don't think. And she was like, you're going to do it or I'll fucking kill
First
you.
First off. Don't ever dog my tattoo artist ever again.
Oh, man. So she was, like, threatening to kill me, and I did believe she would because she probably would have put them. Yeah. But so I'm laying down on the bathroom floor with, like, a towel in between my legs because she wanted to tattoo my bikini line so my mom couldn't see it.
Smart.
Yeah, and she drew with the Sharpie a little heart, tattooed it. She was like, you make a noise, I'll fucking kill you. So I just silently cried. Anyways, I had a little heart. It was actually pretty good, but I didn't want it. It was bad, bad. Oh, and so when I turned 18, I went to a tattoo artist who had a shop.
Okay, well, I'm sorry that I got mine done by a mobile tattoo artist. He was like the Uber for tattoo artists.
Yeah, he also wanted to be a singer and a baseball player.
Hey, dude. Ow. Dude had ambitions.
Oh, man. So I go to this. His name was Chipper Harbin. Wow, look at that memory.
I had a doxa man.
At Safe House Tattoos. Oh, my God. No, he's really good.
Safe House Tattoos?
Something like that. Or maybe I'm saying
wrong. Did
you
get tattooed by a youth pastor?
It felt like it.
Or a halfway house?
So my sister came with me because this was her doing. Yep. And I was like, just do whatever you're good at. I just want to cover up this thing.
Nice. That's exactly what I told him.
What were you
covering? But I was talking about my arm. I said, just do whatever you want.
And what were you covering up?
Shame.
Me too, brother. Okay. Yeah. So he tattoos over it a bunch of flowers, but I didn't want any color in it, but he was putting color in it, and I was 18. I was too scared to say anything, so I just let it happen. And then when I turned 19, I covered up the cover up with more flowers that were just black and white, you know? All right. I'm not white. I'm white. They were black. Okay.
Easy.
Anyway, so now I have a bunch of flowers right here. I do like they're called my secret garden. Oh.
That's very
yeah,
cute.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
We're both getting tattoos from drug addicts at the same time, probably.
Oh, yeah! Wow. 21-12. 9.
Within 6 months of each other, for sure. Had to have
been. Wait, you know what else we did?
Human early morning? What?
No.
Oh, yeah.
The same year. Okay,
this is how you know we were meant to be.
Crazy that says we are 9 years. He is 9 years older than I am.
And we'll show the pictures of this.
Yeah.
So the same year for Halloween, you're what, like 13, 14?
Yeah.
And then I'm drunk at a bar.
You're 23.
Yeah. We both dressed up as homeless people for Halloween, and there's pictures of it.
Dude, good.
I shaved a horseshoe in my head, and my hair never grew back the same. I lost my phone, my keys, and my wallet, and my hair the night I dressed up as a homeless person.
Oof.
I swear, a guy was like, "Be homeless then. You got jokes. Have fun sleeping outside."
Man. Yeah, I feel like it was wrong to dress up like that, but in my defense, I was 14. Yeah. Matt was a taxpayer.
Not yet.
Whoa.
Whoa. No, I mean, like when they talk about, do you think anything will ever come up on the internet that could cancel you? It's probably going to be that. Like, I don't think we're there yet, but in like another 10 years, like, oh, you think it's funny to make fun of the homeless? I'm like, I didn't after.
Yeah.
After
unhoused.
I had. Huh?
The unhoused.
Yes. Sorry. Yes. Very, very shallow of me.
It's okay. They're not watching this. They don't have internet. Oh,
man. That was intense.
Not okay, Matt.
Why do we keep making homeless jokes? This is not. We need to chill on this. The last episode we did that.
Cut that out, Brady.
Yeah.
Leave it in.
Cut it out.
It's getting confusing. Like, what do you mean?
Like, it's cutting out the joke.
Yeah. Now you're like, yeah. That's awesome. What a day.
Dang. Pretty good. Brady, you got any cues for us?
I do. We're at 56 minutes.
Oh, 56?
Let's get out of here.
You want to get on the Patreon and answer some spicy questions?
Yeah. Let's crack open. Let's crack some cold ones.
I will never fizz mump that.
Let's crack some cold ones. Why don't you want to crack cold ones?
I'm actually going to go pee first.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, we're going to go ahead and get this going. I've got my other beer right here.
Hell yeah.
Cracking cold ones.
Grab yourself
cracking
a beer.
Cold ones.
Join us over at Patreon. It's going to be patreon.com/rampinguppod.
Yeah.
We'll see you there.
Yeah, it's going to be on. Also, if you haven't checked out Patreon yet, do so. I mean, in one of the episodes, we get in a full out argument on there,
and
so.
I won definitely, which is that's,
we kind of need
nice
you guys
to
help us decide.
It's
honestly,
nice to see a woman win.
Well, you assume that you won, and that's fair, but you know what they say about assuming.
I hope they
everybody has one.
Yeah.
What?
I hope you can just hear Brady peeing.
Yeah, like if we're real quiet, you can hear Brady peeing.
Yeah. Special treat for y'all. Head to the Patreon for more of that.
Yeah, if you want to see Brady peeing, head to the Patreon. Okay.
Yeah, wait. Yeah.
We're raving up.
Shut up.